How y'all doing tonight? You're listening to Us In Between with Tia Turner. That's me, your host for the special. Here's the second episode where I want to discuss relationships. In our last episode, I spoke on love. It has some relationship goals in it. Basically, I spoke about my soon-to-be marriage with my fiancé that is incarcerated. Not to give out too much other information. When we speak of relationships, sometimes we have to think of every relationship, you know, and not just those intimate, personal relationships that they may seem like they're very good relationships. I mean, we all need love. We all need to be married. I would feel that we all should be married at some point in our lives. But maybe some people continue to be single, because I was single myself for a while. But I was a single mother. And so when I'm with my fiance, I mean, he really makes me feel better as a person, especially a woman. So I am really thankful that I was able to find me a significant other. But as far as relationships are concerned, it's more than just intimate relationships that we want to discuss. We also want to think about relationships as far as like family relationships, say mother and daughter, father, son, relationship with our own parents, relationships with our neighbors, relationships with our relatives. It's a broad spectrum there that should be discussed. But, you know, I don't want to go so far as to be negative there. I just want to kind of sort of focus on the positive sides of the relationship and, like, meditate there for a little while. And also be thankful for those relationships. And, like I said, always keep a positive mind there. And let's not be negative there. And, you know, let's meditate there on the positive relationships in our family. And let's put that first. And then we can go and we can be positive as far as our own personal intimate relationships with others. Hopefully we have that significant other that places that ring on that finger and takes that vow and signs that certification for marriage, and that it can be a permanent stamp there for the rest of your lives. And that's something that we also should meditate on here, because I feel like it's sad in society to know, you know, that we're not there together and we're not focusing on what's important in our relationships. Okay, so, like, you know, I think that I was having a bad time in my relationship at one point, right? But for the most part, it was good. But when things go wrong in a relationship, I just want to remind you all that I'm a medium communicator. You know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer, anything like that. I'm taking up some criminal justice right now. Like I said, my last course was criminology. I have like 3-4 classes left, and right now I'm on pause. But we cannot just give up, you guys, okay? We have to kind of stay in there, and we have to kind of ask for the right help, you know? Like, you know, me and my fiance, we definitely need counseling too, you know? But I'm not in here lusting after my fiance. I'm in here thankful about my fiance caring enough about me to want to support me at times when I'm only by myself, okay? So, like, I feel like nobody should really want to be alone. Or be alone, you know. I know it's a God, but even sometimes he's invisible. And so, like you said, you know, you want to pray to him and say, Lord, you know, I want somebody I can really feel, you know. Like, you know, somebody that can really hold my hand. Somebody that can really look me eye in the eye. And that, you know, I love you. I understand that you're there. But, you know, I'm looking for somebody, you know, that can sort of kind of play footsie. Laugh at me sometimes, hold me, take a picture, like, you know, let other people know they love me and be there for me when I need them to be,
And then, you know, I am so much more thankful for that, you know, while I'm here. You see what I'm saying? And like I said, like, you know, I spent a lot of time by myself, so I was have a lot of awkward moments, okay? And even in my family, like, even with my siblings, even with my parents, like, you know, I was just always by myself. And I just basically did a lot of researching and just, you know, looking for me is sort of kind of what I was doing. I even got into some acting, okay? I just posted in one of my groups about this podcast that I'm doing because this is something new for me. Even though I'm a media communicator, I mean, actually trying to take on a radio station show and, like, you know, communicate with the public and sort of kind of see if we can, like, discuss things that are important to each of us. So, like, you know, I named the podcast Us In Between. And what I wanted to discuss was, like, issues in society concerning love, most definitely, because it's so much hatred out here, you guys. I just love work, and I mean, I couldn't even believe it. I mean, police were everywhere and the helicopters was all overhead, and I'm like, you know, it was sad, you guys. Something happened out there and it was just sad. Like, you know, you just got to pray for the youth. Like, you know, especially the African-American youth, because I don't know what they're going through. I don't know what their parents are going through. I know my mom used to go through things. She had to work a lot. And she left me and my brother at home by herself. And I'm just like, you know, the parents, you know, are not there, you know, to sort of kind of get their kids and just talk to them, tell them how much they love them and what our children wear, you know, every day. The clothing and stuff, the style of dress, you know, the friends that they hang around, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, all of that is important, you guys, and that somebody, I mean, even myself, you know, I'm just saying, like, you know, kids, oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus, y'all. Why are y'all here being so negative here? Why do y'all do this to each other? I mean, we all need help, you know. Like, we need help, you guys, because I seen the worst tonight. And I just want to take the time and just, you know, have a moment of prayer for those that were out there that got hurt. And like you thinking, like, you know, I pray that somebody is able to speak to somebody, mom or dad, and try to figure out, you know, what do we need to do as a people here, no matter what color we are? You know, what do we need to do to help you and your children so that your children can stop doing things like this to each other? You know, they need to learn brotherly love. They need to learn to love thy neighbor, like, you know, as thyself. You know, things like that with us is important, okay? I hang along. I'm so thankful that no young person decides that they just want to grab my bag and run off on me. And I can't hardly chase them because I'm getting too old for stuff like that. But you know, our youth definitely needs prayer. So we need to pray for the relationships in the youth. You know, the things that they see on television, social media sites, so, YouTube, and I don't know what else they're looking at out here. I really don't. But they're violent, you know. And crime is everywhere in our society, especially in our youth. So I pray for those that are hurting and those that are in need of guidance. Somebody that needs to try to tell you, you know, jail is not really a happy place, okay? That place is more of a miserable place, okay? It's like a place that saddens you, you know? You should want your freedom. You really should. And stop hanging around people that influence you negatively. You need to go to school. You need to get an education. You need to work. And you need to, like, take care of yourself in a way that protects you from others. And that's what you need to do, you guys. Y'all have to stop hurting each other. Y'all really do. Y'all really need to stop hurting each other. And so I want to kind of lean off of that right now, because y'all definitely don't know what I'm talking about. And I don't want to, like, overexpose anybody, because I know there is certain private sectors that probably be involved. And I'm definitely not going to just go all over that sector and be negative towards those people about how they handle their businesses, okay? But if it was me and it was my business, I would probably let those kids know, honestly, that they're not really welcome on the property anymore. Like, you know, because the same thing happened last year and it was just the same messiness, you know. You can't get them to act like they care about nobody. They run around and they do everything they want to do. So, like, you know, you guys, I don't know what you all have to say. If you're listening, this is a pre-recorded taping, but you can leave comments below about the youth in the society that we're living in, our culture especially, which is African-American people. I just can admit, you know, we're not the poorest of people in this world. I just want to say that we really are not. Like, you know, we have nice clothes, nice shoes. Like, you know, we even got pockets full of money wherever we get it from. So, like, you know, behavior in our people, in our culture, in our society, no matter our race, it really does matter, if you know what I'm saying. So, like I said, leave comments below about what you think is happening with our people and our youth, because I know my son, I'm sorry, I gotta even, like, you know, make this type of a statement, but it's really worth it, because I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad about anything. I was a single mom. My child's father wasn't in his life like he really should have been. And that it was very important that I took my child to church. He was anointed at birth. He was on the what they call principal list for like 3 years in a row. He had like straight E's down his scorecard, and I was so thankful for noticing that he just cared enough, you know. I mean, I literally cried. I had tears just screaming down my eyes so many times, because I know that it was hard for an African-American man, just like I'm an African-American woman, and it was hard for me. And so when I'm having my son, I'm like, Lord, have mercy, why did I do this? I know it's finna be so much harder for my son. I'm just praying for my son that don't nobody try to, you know, hurt my son. All type of things, you know, anything that they can do, anything, what they say, you know, anything that they can do to harm him. So I basically prayed all the time over my child. And like I said, we have to pray over these children, Lord. We really do, because they need the prayer, you know. They really do. They need somebody to really cry for them. They need it, because I don't know if enough people care. I don't know if enough people cry. I don't know if enough people tell their children how much they love them and how they don't want them to end up, you know, in that wrong relationship with certain people, you know, that don't even love, you know, them enough. Like, yeah. So that they can make it back home to their own family safe. I just am so thankful, Lord. And I'm not, like I said, I don't mean to be rude, but if that was my child laying down there on that ground like that, Lord Jesus, I would be so upset. I would be crying so hard, for real. I would definitely not be here tonight trying to communicate, but oh, Lord, he heard it. I even had a photograph that somebody had given me, and I was looking at the photograph like, Lord, this is amazing. And there was just so many people just standing around. They weren't doing anything to help or anything. And I was just like, wow, Lord, what kind of relationship is this that we're having tonight? It's not a good one. I can admit that. And I don't know what it was about, but being alone sometimes, you know, gives us time to think, and whatever we're going through, we can sort of kind of relieve our stresses, you know, pray, and just basically get our own minds correct so that any one of us would know that if we're going in the wrong direction, no matter if it's at the store, because even I felt so funny today myself, and it was not just because of the fog, but I just felt something come over me. I don't know what it was, but it was a bad feeling. And so just so happened, it was something going on in the area where I was at work. And I was like, the kids, they started running and stuff, and the helicopter come over the head. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. I was sorry that happened. I really was. I was so scared. I even locked myself in the restroom. And I was like, is this really happening around here right now? Because the last time I was here, they had some kids that wanted to smoke weed. And I just wanted to tell them that this is a no smoking area. Okay? Like, you know, parents, I know a lot of y'all do drugs. I know y'all smoking weed. I know y'all smoking cigarettes. I know y'all drinking y'all liquors and stuff like that. Stop doing it, y'all, for real, around y'all children, okay? Y'all teaching y'all children incorrectly, for real, okay? And it's sad, you know. It really is. I'm like, y'all kids need to find something better to do with your time. The young girls, I mean, they wearing their little tight booty clothes and, you know, all of the things they can do to turn on the young men. I'm looking at them like, y'all, where are y'all parents? Go home. Don't be trying to get nobody pregnant or nothing. Y'all don't have it. We don't have it as people. We really don't. I couldn't afford it. I was 20 with my first child, and I couldn't even afford it then. And I lived outside of my mother's home. Okay? So it was a tough, tough, tough life, okay? And I just want to say that we are not looking for all of that, okay? Unless it's the parents, you know, that I'm looking for. So I can say, you know, your daughter should get married. Your daughter should go to college first. I mean, you should care enough that if my daughter, you know, she out here with all these boys, these girls groups, these boy groups. And I'm saying, where are their parents? Why are you? My son turned 16. He's 18 today, a couple of years ago. I took him out to the same place, and it was just kind of funny because I actually got out and I was walking my child all around the park. He was 16 years old. And so, you know, it was other kids there, you know. It was his birthday and it was other kids there. And they definitely wanted to walk with us and stuff like that. So I let them, you know, but I was definitely supervising my child, you know what I'm saying? And the people that were there, because I wasn't at work or anything, the people that were there, they was communicating with me and they was like, my child looked like he was an adult. I was like, I don't really mind you saying it, but he's not an adult yet. I don't really mind how old he is, that he got a mother that's following him all around. And I'm looking around for my child at all times, okay? And I'm looking because I care, you know. I'm looking around. I'm telling my child, you know, things about life, you know, that are very important, you guys, okay? My son was still a virgin. I mean, he's not even the type of child that's, like, really wanting to do negative things with girls and stuff because he has two little sisters. So, like, you know, I'm like, it is important, you know, and that he's not even, you know, homosexual. So, like, you know, he's just really a virgin. And, like, you thank him. I talk to him about all of those type of things, okay? And those, all of those things are important, you guys, okay? So, I have to pray for the peace, thank you, that passes all understanding in this type of situation with us right now in society. Because I'm like, I can't be everybody else's mom, you know. I was a single mom and I was hurt. I was crawling on the floor with tears, boy, running out my eyes, boy. I was like turning over in my grave. I was so sad, you know, with so much pain. pain there in that relationship as a single mother with my son. And I just wanted to say that because I just want to reach out to that mother, that son was on that ground. And I just want to say, you know, sweetheart, I am so sorry that happened. I am so sorry, sweetheart. If that was mine, I would be in that same, I would be in the hospital too. Because I would be like, Lord, I'm hurt. I'm in here like, Lord, please save my child. So, like, you know, I don't know what happened to that child, but he was just a child. He was not even an adult. And I pray for us, like I said, Lord, because we need it, okay? We need it. We really need it. We really need it so bad because every time we turn around, you know, it's always us making a mistake. It's always us doing something to hurt ourselves, you know? And I'm just trying my best to say, why don't we get a chance to love each other respectfully, brotherly love? Somebody, somebody help us, okay? Please help us. Help our people grow up, change their way of thinking, the style of dress that they dress in like hoodlums. And I just have to say it because if we can even wear better clothing, let's go to church, you guys. Let's go to the Lord in prayer here and stop being so violent, okay? Stop hurting each other. Stop hating each other, please. Please, okay? In the name of Jesus Christ. Because what happened was offensive, okay? And it was sad, okay? I didn't even think I may even return to work anymore because I was like, you know, I'm scared to say my life on the line here. And then plus I'm working and I'm spending all my money just to transport myself back and forth, you know. And like you said, that was totally dangerous. So, you know, we have definitely dangerous relationships here in society, you know. I mean, I was on the train the other day. I do get to ride the train, you guys. I even rode the train since I was like 11 years old. I rode the bus, the train. I was riding the bus or the train since the train was like a dollar and a quarter. And then it went up like every so many years or something like that. And so now it's like $2.50. I was on the train, you guys. And I was just basically standing there. And it was this guy, right? He just started rumbling off at the mouth, and I couldn't tell if he was talking to me or not, but he kept, like, walking right in front of me, and I was kind of scared because I was like, he could have pushed me or something, you know, and I could have fell off in the rail or something, and I was kind of scared again because he kept talking, and I just wanted to try to figure out, like, you know, is he talking to me? But I don't know if he really was. It was other people standing around. So, you know, I kind of sort of wanted to try to guard myself as best as I could and, like, push my back up against the wall. But I just want to talk about society again here and our culture again and our peoples here. Because our people, my people, the African-American culture people, I just want to say, Lord have mercy. Like, they need some mental help here. Because what are you doing? I mean, you're rambling off and nobody know who you're talking to. You're not on no cell phone. Like, you know, you just all out blurbling out in the public. And I mean, it was horrible. I even tried to, like, protect myself and I could have went to jail, you know. Y'all forgive me, but that's how it is with us. And then I'm going to jail because of someone else's situation. And then, you know, that's just how we are here. Like, you know, we don't know how to, like, actually turn the other cheek and stuff. Because if you do, somebody's going to literally knock you down on the ground and you may never get back up. So, like I want to say again about our relationships, Lord, I'm so happy the guy, he just went on and got on the next train and I just waited because it wouldn't, if I was trying to get on a different card. And then, do you know they smoke? Our people sit here and smoke on the train, at the train station, whenever it says it's plain as day, no smoking. And I mean, every single time. And right after the coronavirus, like, you know, you like, You didn't learn anything. You didn't learn. You didn't listen. You don't pay attention. You don't care. Like, you know, I can't hardly breathe and you're smoking. I mean, I'm here on the train and somebody's smoking a Black and Mild. And that one, the Black and Mild, is worse than just a regular cigarette because it's so strong, you know. And I'm just thinking to myself, I mean, can you read the sign? I mean, it's not even anything to read. It's like a sign right there. And it says, like, it has like a cigarette and then it has like this red mark with a cross across and it's telling you not to smoke. Okay, so I'm like, why are the people smoking on the train anyway? I even seen somebody vaping on the train. Like, you know, it's like we're at the train station, they smoking, they throwing their cigarette butts down. They on the train, they vaping. And I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, where is the respect here in the people? Like, you know, why don't you care about other people here? Like, you know, somebody may have asthma, you know, we have issues here. And like you're thinking, we on the middle of a train in a subway and we can't just get help right away just in case something happens to us. So I just want to say we need to follow rules better, okay? They don't want us eating on the train either. And I see a lot of homeless people sleeping on the train. And I mean, it's just so much going on, y'all. It really is. So, like I said again, let's take the time and let's meditate about the relationships that we are having with each other here. And let's pray for positive relationships because that is what we need. We need more positive relationships, okay? I pray that the people stop smoking on the train. Like I said, if I was the president of America, I would ban the cigarettes out of the country for real because I can't say what they actually exist for. Like, you know, I see my people running around with these little cigarettes and they got their little smoke going everywhere. And then you just looking at them like, you know, we all need prayer. We need just regular hands together prayer. Just clean hands in prayer. No cigarettes, okay? Like, none. Like, you know, you don't need to smoke. It ain't nothing. It ain't helping you. It's not bettering you or anything. It's not making your mental health better. Like, you know, you need a bath. You need to relax. Like, you know, you need a good massage. Somebody needs to talk to you about things. And like you said, no cigarettes, no smoking, no drinking, you know, stuff like that. So, like I said, that's the society we're living in. Our parents basically are passing it down to us and that we're going off of that, okay? I used to smoke. I used to sip on a little drink every now and then. I never was a heavy drinker, but, you know, smoking something that ran in the family, I definitely turned off on it. I'm definitely not interested in smoking anymore. I can't hardly breathe. So, like, you know, it's not favoritism there at all for anything like that. So, like I said, in that case, we should basically think of healthy eating habits and we think of exercise, okay, and love. So, like, you know, and we replace all of that negative energy with positive energy for our culture and our society. Thank you so much for listening, Tia Turner.